This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Also, while we're talking about issues of the globe, let us also not forget other places that we need to be cautious about. Other places where things are happening that are extremely problematic. As we speak, another power has already risen up. A power that is similar to Nazi Germany ideals. An ideology, a far-right ideology that is actually directly linked to Nazis. You know what? When we talk about regimes, we like to say, oh, these are Nazi-type regimes. When we talk about dictators, we say, oh, these are like Hitler. And we're correct a lot of times. The current country that I'm talking about, and the current political party that I'm talking about, this isn't just Nazi-like. It isn't just Hitler-esque. No. Factually speaking, what we are seeing with the BJP in India, it is directly linked to the Nazi Party of Germany. Let me explain. Brothers and sisters, we need to stand up and educate the world what's going on. The Nazi Party of Germany, back in the 1920s, it got some of its ideals and some of its motifs and some of its slogans, and even some of its symbols, you know, the four, you know, stars that they have. It got it from a radical strand of Hinduism, the notion of Aryan purity, that, you know, four star that they have. Where is it from? It's from a radical strand of Hinduism. And that's why Hitler was talking about the purity of the Aryan race. The Aryan race is actually allegedly an ancient Indian race. Why is Hitler talking about the Aryan race? Because there were certain people from that Hindu mythology that he got this from. That same mythology, it gave rise to an organization called the RSS. Look this up. RSS was active in the 30s and 40s. They had a direct relationship with the Nazis of Germany. One of the members of the RSS was the one who assassinated Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi, the one who didn't want to fight because he was a pacifist. They felt Mahatma Gandhi had betrayed the Hindu religion, had betrayed Hindu ideals. So a Hindu radical who belonged to the RSS assassinated Mahatma Gandhi. The RSS was dissolved for a period of time. Another party was created to take up those ideals. That party is the BJP party that is currently in charge of India. So the BJP is literally, no exaggeration, it is literally a younger cousin of the Nazi party. There is no exaggeration to say this. And both Nazism and the BJP, they have three things in common. Both Nazism and the BJP, they have three things in common. Memorize them. Number one, a warped, ultra-nationalist ideal of race and of race purity. They're obsessed with race and racial identity. Like the Nazis wanted pure Germans, so the BJP has this notion of pure Indians. Number two, they have combined the worst aspects of a fanatical interpretation of religion. The Nazis were a type of Christian. The BJP is a type of Hindus. They've taken the worst elements of bigoted religion and they've combined it with the worst elements of nationalism. And number three, they take a minority of a different religion and a different race. The Nazis took the Jews and everybody else, and the BJP takes the Muslims and the Christians, and they blame all of the problems of the world and all of the problems of their country, they blame it on their minority.
ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رجل